All right. Well, I'm getting started. While you are setting your phone up, but Chris is dropping stuff.
Yes.
I'm just going to greet everybody since we are already on Facebook Live. Welcome to another edition of Media Mink. Psychic medium Jeffrey Wands, if you could see him, looks incredibly focused right now to try to get his phone going. We have my very dear friend and Reiki master, Crystal Penny. And I remember when we first started this, you were not a Reiki master yet.
No, I wasn't. I was level one.
But you are now.
Yeah.
And as calm as you are healing other people's energies, you're a nervous wreck now, dropping everything. 2 seconds before we started, he's like, I don't want to talk. It's just you and me. It's just the two of us. And Jeffrey, when he decides to finish, what are you doing?
Jeffrey's
a happy. He looks happy now.
It's done.
I think he is. No. Are you like doing, you have like your own selfie booth? Like, what is going on?
No, I'm just kidding.
Did you take that to Disney World with you?
Because you were like smiling, like. I've seen you smile like three times.
I know, I don't smile that
And I've known you 5 years.
I know.
All right, so I don't even know exactly what this edition of Media Mink is going to be about because everybody seems to be a train wreck.
Well, did you put up last week's?
Yeah, it's up.
All right, cool.
Oh, you mean on Spotify? Yes.
Yeah. All right, cool. I meant to ask you that.
Yeah, audio. But I'm also helping out another psychic medium friend of ours that you introduced me to, Grace.
Yeah.
And she has her musical medium podcast, and I'm helping her with that, and remind me after this to check.
I'll remind you.
We can do it as soon as this is over.
Okay.
Jeffrey has been on me to get these podcasts on the streaming services, and I did what he said. He just happened to ask me a couple of times, and it only took me about, a year and a half?
A year and 7 months.
You should be on top of that.
I know.
I mean, this is more fun than your regular job anyway.
I'm not the best with time management.
That upload button's hard to click. Right?
First, that's a Gemini thing.
Time management?
Yes.
Well, there's two of me.
Yes, we know.
I have to balance both of my schedules. No, but it
this
is.
This woman is a saint.
Pineapple?
Yes.
Oh, we've known that from the beginning.
She saved your soul.
She carries sage in her pockets.
Please, yes. When I come home
or
from this,
water.
She's just...
Or holy water. And then he's like, it's burning!
Do you remember when
Price can tell you.
Chris came with Jackie, and they brought the prayer, and like I really started to like stumble over my words, saying the prayer. But it was like the first prayer I've said in like 35 years. You know what? And this is like, it's funny, but it's not. We went to the Belfast Gastropub.
You love that place.
It really became my favorite place.
Fried pickles?
No, they don't have fried pickles.
I'm very upset because Famous Dave's does not have fried pickles. They do have this like cheese curd, and I just could not get my head around ordering cheese curd.
Just saying it. It's like if you order a dry rub on wings, whenever she's like, the waitress is like, we have dry rub, I just giggle. I can't handle it.
But why is that, Brian?
It's just something weird, that's all. Not getting into it. What was I saying, though? Oh,
yeah.
So the Belfast has everybody walk outside. It honestly is the most inspirational thing I saw. They have a flag in the street, and they have three other bars in lockstep with them, and they sing the national anthem out in the street.
That's cool.
But that one part where the ramparts, unless I'm singing it, I can't get to the middle. You hear everybody go quiet because it's the one line that everybody screws up. Like Enrico Palazzo, da 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 da. It was like, oh man, I really got to brush up on this. But it was really cool to see everybody out there. Everybody is one. Hats
you
off.
Togetherness, how it used to be.
He's from Ireland, and he's like, I'm an American. And dude, it was cool.
And he's proud of it.
He's damn right. It was awesome. I love that place. All right. So we have a lot of talk. All right, listen. I'm gonna ask this. There are news reports of what's going on with the missing persons case. We are not here to talk about that, and for a lot of different reasons, but please refrain from asking us about that. That's not why Jeffrey's here today. That's not why any of us are here, and it's too new. They're still working on it. Nothing anybody says right now matters. Let the police do their jobs, and please refrain from asking Jeffrey about that. We have my friend Chris here. We've known each other since 7th or 8th grade.
Seventh,
yes. Thank you. Seneca Junior High School.
I feel sorry for Chris.
That's right.
I feel sorry for Chris.
Well,
you're right. I'm surprised Brian remembers everything from back then.
I don't. You tell me, and that's why I talk about these things.
Well, we understand why.
Listen.
You know, you're lucky you didn't end up in Lake Ronkonkoma.
No, you know what? My mother used to say that to me all the time. You're lucky you're not one of these bodies they find at Lake Ronkonkoma every year.
Your grandmother just said that.
Did she? But anyway, Chris is a dear friend of mine. We had similar lives in a lot of ways. We both bounced in bars. We both, you know, had crazier times in life. And then one day...
Only had one wife.
Yeah, you only had one.
Yeah, he had one.
All right. It's
that's not similar.
Earlier on in life.
No, now you got it right. Like, now you got the perfect person for you. It
took me 42 years.
Agreed. And, you know, an earthquake and... a tidal wave and some other things to take place.
My drink just went down my nose.
Well, stop trying to drink it through your nose.
Jesus, I'm burning. Anyway, but like Chris and I both bounced in bars. Chris and I both partied a lot. And then one day we were like, let's get together and have a drink. I thought we were going to talk about our girlfriends and stuff. He's like, oh, I'm a Reiki master. I'm like, yeah, I got a podcast. You should come on. And the next thing you know, we were talking about that. Now, how long does it take to become a Reiki master?
Well, it could take like up to a year, well, as soon as a year. But some people, it's just up to you. Like, you just go and you take the classes when you want to and you get attuned. And like when you feel ready, after you do work with the level that you're at, the different energies they give you, then when you feel comfortable progressing, you can progress.
What made you, after like all we went through as kids and in high school and stuff and, you know, there were altercations at bars and stuff like that. What made you decide to be a healer?
I wanted to fix the people that I used to break. No, I'm only kidding. After, you know, after my wife passed away from cancer 5.5 years ago, and after she passed away, I mean, I always had intuition and I always had something. I'm an empath. I'm an Aquarius. Yeah. Like, it's just who I was. And after Melissa passed away, like, I needed to find, like, purpose, and I needed to find, like, just, I don't know, find my way. I really did. And then I started taking some spiritual seminars, and then I met up with a few, you know, other people that I was talking to, like Jackie Bertuglia, yeah, from the Crystal Light Bed. You know, we became really close a bunch of years ago. And then from there, like, she was pushing me to become, she's like, you're a healer, it's in your soul. She's like, there's octopus all around you. That's the symbol of a shaman. It used to be a shaman. And I have a huge octopus on my arm, which, you know, I didn't even choose. I let let the
tattoo artist choose it for you. Yeah.
And he chose an octopus. So Jack's like, oh my God. So I wound up taking Reiki one, and I sat on it for a little bit. Like,
were there other classes that you looked into and Reiki just stood out more?
Yeah. So when I was going for my Reiki one, I went for a healing under somebody else, this lady, Jenna Israel, and she's part of the Seraphim Blueprint of Long Island. So she's one of the teachers. So I've gotten Reiki before from other people. From her, it was the Seraphim Blueprint, which comes from a different channel of energy, but all from God, through God. But that comes like straight from the Seraphs. And
do you know about this stuff? The Seraphim? I know lot, but
That's like if I asked you, do you know who the Who is? Come on.
I don't know. But you talk to dead people. I don't know about the Seraphim.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes. I do.
Thank you, sir. Continue.
So, so when I... you guys are killing me.
I don't know if I know everything. Jeffrey,
no, Rose, don't blow his head up. He doesn't know everything. Rose. He doesn't know who the Who is.
Yes, I do.
I mean, but somebody will tell him who the Who is, so he doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
He knows who the Who is.
Two of them are dead. He talks to them all the time. Oh, Jesus.
So he really does know everything, Brian, so you gotta give it to him.
Well, I mean, this is up in my area, so it would be, you know, come on.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know how far into talking to the deceased this goes.
Oh, it goes far.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so I went for an energy session with this lady, Jenny Israel. I got, you know, Seraphim energy put in, and I was like, what the hell is this? It was like, yeah, it just felt so different. It was like strong. I'm like, I want to do this. She's like, well, I'm starting a level one class. And she's like, I think you should come. So it's like, really? I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready for this. I'm going for my Reiki 1 this weekend, and her class was 2 weeks after that.
How long after Melissa passed was this?
This was only a year ago, so it was like 4 years later.
It's still kind of, your whole life is changing at this
point. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was just learning and sitting back in class and listening to people and just learning and taking a lot in. And like, you know, I met a whole new tribe. Like, obviously, you know, you're part of that tribe now. Where, like, I mean, not that we weren't always friends, we were. But
you were always part of that tribe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, so he's done, I want him to tell a story about gym class, but because I had forgotten about it until he brought it up. But.
What, you naked in the locker room? Is that what?
No, nothing like that. We keep those to ourselves, Jeff.
Yeah, so then I simultaneously started taking Reiki 1, and then 2 weeks later I took Seraphim 1. And Seraphim, there was 6 classes in the year, so I just finished up my last Seraphim class like 2 weeks ago. So now I'm like a Seraphim, not a master, they call it an expert.
Well, Christina, we know what it is. I mean, that's why I have Chris on. I mean, I talk to him every single day, but I was just curious of how much of this is in Jeffrey's world, because he's so, excuse me, I mean, he has tarot cards, but he's so focused on the speaking to the deceased. Is that the best way to put it?
Yes.
Spirits?
Spirits.
I know saying dead people is like kind of mean.
DPs.
That goes a whole nother way.
I was going to say, Jeff, this is a conversation. The opinions of Jeffrey Wands do not reflect those of 94.3 The Shark. I'm just saying.
DPs.
It's dead people, DPs.
Who said DP? Somebody said that last week, right? Or was it 2 weeks?
It was me. I always say
DPs. With Maria, when she... Yeah,
I said DPs.
Anyway. And you laughed at me for dry rub.
Steve is not in any weight.
Oh, Jesus. Where is Stevie anyway?
I guess doing
stuff for the next.
Setting my show up.
All right. Yeah, Jeffrey will be on walk as well. But we're here talking with my friend Chris about Reiki work and Seraphim. So, like, I think Reiki is the one that more people know. What's the difference between the two, Reiki and Seraphim?
Seraphim blueprint energy is supposed to be a lot older. It's like 13,000 years old. Reiki is about 2,000 years old. But it's just all energy coming from above. It's, you're calling in guidance and you're calling in light. And you're just you're a portal of energy. You know, through God, through God's white light, and whoever else is up there sending it, that comes through you, and so you can allow to do work.
You've Reiki'd me. I mean, if you asked God about me, he probably said, "Are you kidding me?"
No, he wanted you, man. We had to lighten you up.
I don't know about that aspect of it, but I think here comes Stevie now. You were having a grand old time.
Howdy, folks.
Brian, come on in. This is a very loose medium in. Jeffrey, all right, Stevie, let me ask you. Jeffrey refers to the people he talks to as DPs.
Why?
And it's not a Friday night.
You know where I come from, DP stands for something.
Stop
else.
It, stop it.
Brian, welcome to Media Mick.
Can we not take you anywhere?
No, you can't. I was brought into this conversation.
Do you want to hold these for a little bit?
I didn't answer. Oh, I don't know what would happen if I held that.
Yeah, no, we don't have a fire thing in town. We do, but it's
we
so
do,
far
it's just
away.
Not here, yeah.
They hit it for Sharon.
We are no, and it's true though, because like Chris and I always talk through like Facebook and stuff. But you know, when we started talking about this stuff, it's just something clicked. And many will tell us that the same people that we meet have been in our lives through generations and past
Absolutely.
Lives.
Soul
and,
travelers.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what you were to me in a past life. My executioner?
No, not at all.
But yes,
I'm sure there's a line of people that you know were.
That have cut my head off? Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes.
Throughout years. But no, like, Chris and I always got along in high school. We were in the same class. And he had mentioned a story about gym class that I completely forgot about.
So it reminded me of the movie. What was that movie with the box that had to fight all those guys, 20 guys, and knock them out? It was, I can't think of that movie.
The original Gladiator?
No, maybe it was a Gladiator. It was
not the Russell Crowe one. Remember the movie with...
He had to fight a guy from
Brian
jail.
Brian Denny, yeah.
Movie, yeah. So that's what it reminded me of, because we had to do this lacrosse in wrestling for gym class.
But
Brian
like
started off first, and he had to beat everyone to try to get through, and then was the last one.
The teacher put me in this to try to punish me.
And then I was the last one, and he comes up, and I was like a big, strong kid back in there. And he looks like
and
he's
I'm
like,
exhausted.
Really? He's
yeah.
exhausted? I'm like, don't worry, I got you, bro. They say go, I just flopped on the floor. He fell on yep. top of me.
Teacher was so mad, and I remember that now.
He wanted me to beat you. It's good to have friends.
It damn right it is. And this, like, but this type of work reflects upon all that. It reflects upon redemption and healing. I mean, I was a train wreck as a kid. I'll be the first to admit it. You know,
it's all about.
You were a train wreck till recently. Your life has changed drastically in the last year and a half.
It has.
Yes. Yeah, he's not as big of a wreck now as he was.
No, he's
before.
Enlightened now.
Yeah. But you have to admit, I was the most put together wreck that you know.
You were.
Organized chaos.
You're calmer now, which, you know.
Calmer after my third energy drink of the day, too.
No, you're much calmer.
Because of pineapple and because I pulled black stuff out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that he the first Reiki session. It was.
I'm sure he did. It was probably like one of those cesspool trucks that pulled up.
Chris Rose wants to know: has Reiki helped you heal with your wife's passing?
Absolutely. Yeah. So like. You know, like people like Pineapple's asking me when I do sessions on people, they're like, who heals you? But like when I'm doing sessions, when I'm doing on whoever, it's great because I'm setting light through me. Like I feel amazing. I feel elated afterward. Like I sleep like a baby that night. So like those healings do help. And like the whole philosophy of like being more in touch with God, like after my wife died, like, I had a really tough time with religion. And I was never really religious, but like, you know, I carried a little chip, and it's till I got acceptance of everything that I was able to move forward. And I wanted to find a purpose. I didn't want my wife's death be in vain, and I knew I had something that I was going to perpetuate and try to help people, just like so many people helped us, you know? I
mean, no one will look at you and think you were a widower at the age.
Yeah, she died at 36 years old, yeah, from breast cancer after a 4.5-year fight.
This, through our talks, has helped you not justify, is not the right word, but accept why it happened.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. So I truly gained acceptance. I mean, I gained acceptance when my daughter's going for her communion. Like, I was, like, a little upset, and I went to the priest, and the priest, like, he's like, wait a minute, I know your family. He's like, oh, my God, I know the story. And, like, he's like, listen, and he's like, all I want you to do tonight, and because I did a confession when Grace did her confession. I thought I was going to be there for a while. I'm like, I've done a lot, please.
He was like,
he's like, all I want you to do is go home and tell God that you're going to follow him. And that's what I did. And, like, from that, it felt like everything went away. It was the weirdest thing, but just from going to my daughter's, you know, confession with her is what, like, totally illuminated everything around me. I was already going through this, but that was like the point where I was like, all right, it's time to go, you know?
What's the movie where it's Heaven Help Us. It's about a boys' school in Brooklyn. It's an older movie. And Kevin Rooney's in it, who was in Entourage.
Oh, okay.
And one of them pretends to be a priest and sits in confession.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I do remember something like that.
I would love that.
That was so funny. And he's like, you know, he goes, blah, 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 four, you know, Hail Marys, and stop, you know, playing with yourself all the time in class.
what was it, Bronx Tale? That's what I get from a murder op?
Yep, yeah. Oh, my God, I would love this.
Three Hail Marys and two Our Fathers, that's what I get from a murder op? You got the best.
I can do the Our Father, I'm lost on the Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, and then the rest is
You're not
is
good
dumb.
At understanding women, bro. We know that.
Listen. After what I just went through with the Star Spangled Banner, I'm embarrassed enough. It's just the rampart. I can't. What is it when the?
Just Google it.
Just Google it.
We sang the Star Spangled Banner, right? But you heard
no animals were hurt during the film.
Yeah, Steve. I just stood up on my couch and sang it for no reason. We all left the bar, stood out. There's a flag across the street. We faced it. We sang the Star Spangled Banner. It was awesome. But that one line, it's like nobody knows. Or it's not that they don't know. They just don't have the confidence to sing it correctly.
Yeah.
So you just kind of hear mumbling, like mass mumbling.
Of course, that always happens.
Jackie Joyce wants to know if her soulmate is coming next year.
Yes, by next April, before next April.
Sounds like she knows him already.
Yep. And Tammy, you can tell Tammy that I do see a job. Opportunity for her, and that's Lori from Boston. We won't hold that against you, Lori. Thank you for wishing a wonderful day.
I want to know if anybody has. Have you ever had Reiki done?
Yes.
Are you qualified to do it?
I wouldn't want to do it. I'm dealing with enough stuff.
Oh my goodness.
He doesn't have the time.
I gotta get these visuals out of my head or I'm not gonna eat ever again. This is
You did this, by the way. He did it. That.
Jeffrey. It was Jeffrey who coined DP, not me.
Oh, come on.
I think some old 70 actors will say otherwise.
Oh my God, this is.
Michelle, mom's health is gonna be very, very touch and go. Maria G, next year is when you move out of New York. We have two Michelles. But Michelle has to...
Let Jeffrey stick to what he's best at. No, it was just a question.
Yes.
But, yes. Well, you know, Chris and I have a mutual friend, and her mom was very sick. And when I watched him do, she knew that she was passing. But she wanted the Reiki session to kind of, like, help her cross whatever. And it took a lot of rocks what he did, I mean, in the hospice and everything. But, you know, that we
did a session on her prior to about a month and a half before she passed. And then when they knew she got closed, like, once you become Reiki master, one of the channels is it helps people cross
well,
over.
She needed to release. She was in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
We knew, like, it sucks,
someone's
though.
Someone's giving you the lines, the ramparts we watch were so gallantly streaming.
Yeah,
oh,
like,
if I
sing
the
them, I could do
light.
It, but I can't, like, just pull them out of my...
There you go.
That's it. Jeffrey, you can come in.
I was just actually thinking of the movie Glory when you said that.
Denzel Washington?
Yeah.
That was, like, 4 hours long. That
yeah,
movie.
That's, well, it's based on a book. It's, if, you know, anyone wants to really read a good book, it's about the only black regiment...
In the Civil War.
Well, the original one that actually fought in a
battle. It was Trip, Jupiter, those are the characters, right?
Yes.
And they never overtook that.
No, they died at that fort was never taken by the Union.
No, we had to watch that. And remember Mrs. Corso?
Yes.
From?
Science teacher, right?
No, history.
A history? I
don't know. Mr. Visco was science. Okay. Mrs. Corso, she had, like, she was a really cool lady. She
I was in a modified, I was in honors, so we had different teachers.
Yeah, this is true. I was in 7th grade all through high school.
Did he have his, like, picture up in the hallway or something?
He looked like the old guy at school, even when he wasn't. It was just amazing.
It was me and a guy named Mike Loper in 98. So when I did my second senior year, 97.
You did 2 senior years?
I did. I was on the honor roll my second senior year, believe
well,
it or not.
I'm sure. You probably knew all the answers. probably the first time you didn't go to class, I'm sure.
I had to get through 3 courses. And I remember, they're like, you know, Brian, you made the honor roll. I'm like, you can't count this. I had 3 classes. They're like, no, it's a miracle. We're going to send you a certificate anyway. So I remember my grandmother the next day knocking on them. They're going, hey, professor, what college are you going to? I'm like, just lucky if I make it out of my 3 periods a day.
You could have done well if you showed up the 1 year.
I'm fine where I am.
No, but I'm saying is you could have, you know, you chose.
I had fun.
I remember in college I got in trouble because I was in a philosophy class and I brought a philosopher through and I was debating the teacher with the dead philosopher. And I'm like, are you sure you got that right? And then I caught myself. I was going to say, because he said this, this, and this. And then I went, that wasn't smart.
Yeah, some of the teachers that we had were not nice. And I got in a lot of trouble for sticking up for some kids.
That was your mistake.
And I shot my mouth off. And listen, I'm sure I could have had an easier path in life, but...
No, you chose not to.
Good for you, Brian. You completed is what matters. Oh, Tammy, I wouldn't call myself complete.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I'm a lot better than I was, but I mean, look.
You're okay. We're praying for you.
You're
going to
keep me?
We're praying for yourself.
You're only complete with a pineapple in your hand. That's
yes.
It.
Did you get your paper? Did you get your extra paper towels at least?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, there's more paper towels. In
yeah, what is it, like 18?
You know where the story of pineapple comes from, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we know that.
No.
The weird thing about the whole pineapple thing, that pineapple is a symbol of a swingers.
Swingers, yeah.
Yes.
And right. So.
Calm down.
But no, pineapple's mother, like, I walk just in like after here, and she just. She goes, here, I want you and my daughter to have fun with this, and hands me a pineapple. I'm like, what is this lady getting at?
It could have been a zucchini.
No, I got a zucchini from her mom.
No, the biggest zucchini I've ever seen in my life. Nancy comes up to me, she goes, oh, your friend's coming? I want him to have this. And it's like this long.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's interesting.
For real.
We have to get your mother on one time.
Today's Nancy's birthday.
Yeah, Nancy's birthday.
Why don't you call her? Why don't you call her? We'll put her on the air.
Write her number down. We'll call her right now.
Okay.
Surprise her.
Okay.
That'd be great.
She's probably watching.
I was just with her for a little while going Grace Grella's thing.
So I don't know where she is.
Rose, I'm not itchy. I'm just a little off today. It's been a very stressful day.
No, that would be hilarious. We've called my mom from time to time.
Yeah, well, your mother takes over the show.
All of a sudden, she's like, all right, Jeff, let me ask you a question. And I'm like, I just sit here. I'm like, really?
You really should be
Diane? Yeah, no.
Your mom
really.
Is amazing.
Yeah. Why don't we call your mom, too?
That'd be great.
No, because, oh, yeah, he'll look her phone number up.
Yeah. You don't know your mother's phone number off the top of your head?
No.
Come on.
Neither
come
does on. She. Oh, you think I'm kidding?
She has an excuse.
Oh, man.
Pineapple just looked up her mother's phone number.
No, I know she knew it. Yeah, she went for about the last 4 numbers.
Yeah.
Did you rearrange your towel closet yet?
No, I didn't.
What do you mean, how did you get that? It's Jeffrey Wands.
But I do roll them differently.
Yes, I know. You roll them so that...
I roll them. I don't fold them flat. Yeah, because you get more in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sure do.
It's ringing.
Oh, there you go.
That's so fun. Let's see if she answers the phone. Yeah, Lori, if finances are going to get better, but it's not going to be good to the end of the year. In the show. Hey, Penelope.
She out partying?
I don't know. Maybe she's having a wild party.
She's with her.
Did you
get
her a cake at least?
Yes, her favorite cake is strawberry shortcake.
I was
going to say.
Nice.
So we have
that. Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, wow, no Nancy. It.
In the meantime, I'll check on my mom.
Damn, Nancy.
God.
Are you Googling a phone number?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
She moved to Florida. I remember my phone number from Ronkonkoma.
He's
to
been
this
replaced
day.
By the
oh
dog.
My God.
Yeah, I don't.
The dog is the new. Is
the dog doesn't
term.
Talk back.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does, dude. That thing yips all day.
Different job, Tammy.
I'm somewhat.
Guys, I'm sorry. I don't have my computer, so I'm not like in the mood to try to write on a cell phone. So I will answer some questions. Maribel, you will end up in a new work opportunity, which is good. As Nathan, who I met.
It's got my mom's property Facebook. Value.
Oh, Sarah, stay away from that.
Is it a bird?
No, Maribel is a person. Yes, Maria Jean, you will find a soulmate that has light eyes and has hair.
Maria, a soulmate, not a cellmate.
Yep.
I'm getting there. I found it so easily last time.
Come on, I can't believe you don't know. Don't you have it in your phone?
Which is used as the camera right now.
All right. Yes, Ross. You will get
have him
job.
From Brooklyn.
That's okay. I don't
will
know.
Get a house, Michelle? Not till next year.
Does anybody honestly have anybody's phone number memorized
that's
anymore?
That's said hi, Chris.
That's from mom, yeah.
Yes, I know.
Oh. Yeah, but she's had that house number forever, right? But my mom moved.
I'm glad you're paying attention.
Oh, well, I was trying to look for his mom's phone number in my phone.
Yeah, I'm sure you probably have it.
I booked a flight for her once, so.
Nancy is watching.
Is she?
Is she?
Yes.
Try her again.
Nancy, pick up the phone.
You want to wish her happy birthday?
Yeah, I don't know where that is.
No, Dawn. You're not coming back to New York. We're not letting you back in.
Hello?
Nance?
That's her.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're live right now. Do you hear yourself?
Holy crap. Am I really?
Nance, this is a family show.
We wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Holy cannoli. Thank you very much.
Well, since it is your birthday, Nance, you have the floor. If there's anything you want to ask Jeffrey, you're with us every week, but now, like, Jeffrey finally gets to meet you.
Mr. Jeffrey himself.
Yes. I wish you a happy birthday.
We were talking about the zucchini you gave Chris. It was the biggest zucchini I ever saw in my life.
It was a big one. God bless the zucchini man.
I'm the zucchini man now? I'm termed the zucchini man. This is amazing.
Your mother has my entire heart.
I wish I had more zucchini to give him, but I'm all zucchined out.
One zucchini's enough, Nance. Yeah. He's a one zucchini
that's,
guy.
How many big ones are going to drop? I think it's huge.
If the one didn't satisfy, that's it. I can't help anybody.
And he's on his own, right?
Correct.
How was your session before?
It was really interesting.
She went to Grace.
Grace is amazing, which was really kind of bizarre. You know, she reads everyone, and she looked at me, and, you know, we asked about our, you know, mom and dad, since my dad's passing was yesterday.
Yeah, he's
and we wanted to know.
Celebrating.
And, you know, she came through. Yeah, oh, yeah. So, like, they came, like, it was weird because my sister was sitting next to me.
Yeah.
So when it came to me, I looked at her and
but
I went,
your dad said you're his favorite.
And that's why he's my favorite, too.
Yes, but don't tell your sister that.
No, listen, they don't watch this, so it's all good.
That's all right. Well, your father said, he goes, remember, you're my favorite daughter.
Aw, I love that man. He's, you know, I always called him my rock. He was always my... my soulmate. He was always...
He's very, very upset because he cannot get anyone that makes any good coffee on that side.
Oh, my gosh. Mom's got to step up to the plate, I tell you.
Well, your mom kind of lost it since she's there, so, you know, she doesn't really make coffee anymore.
Ay, ay, ay. I'm going to have to hook him up with someone.
Well, he's just disappointed. He said he would love a good cup of coffee.
Aw, I wish I could give it to him.
Well, that's okay. I'm sure he'll find a way to get it.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, my session with Grace went well. She did mention a name to me, which was bizarre. I will tell you, she said, do you know a Mike? Now, look at Nicole's face when I said that name.
I can't. She's looking at the phone.
Nicole, looking at your face. Focus.
Nicole. Michael.
Michael. Your mom's Michael? Talking to you.
Oh. She's shaking her head, Nance. No.
Michael's a very common name.
Yeah.
What did she say?
She said Michael's a common name.
Mm-hmm. Michael. Little Debbie's Michael.
Little Debbie had a Michael?
Oh, Michael. He passed away 9/11.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Now, she said that he came, of all people, to come through. Michael, as everyone will now know, we lost him on 9/11.
Yeah, but the good thing is he passed very quick.
He did. He did. And we know this for a fact.
100%. Yeah. He said that he had called, he reached out right before he passed.
He did.
Yes, I know. I'm just telling you what he said.
Okay.
I know
it's a three-way, Nance, but
that's
okay.
Damn DPs.
A three-way between you, Jeffrey, and the zucchini.
I don't get this very often. Let me just relish in this moment.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He's actually standing, Nancy, with an older woman.
Oh, how interesting.
Yes.
How interesting.
And then there's also something about February, because he keeps talking about February.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, you know.
Which would have to be like a birthday or an anniversary.
His birthday.
Yeah.
His birthday. Yeah. Interesting. I mean, you know, for all people to come through.
Well, he needed to, because even though he was able to communicate before he passed, he wanted to have closure. Mm-hmm. So he found a very, he has you in a very special place in his heart.
Aw. And I will take care of his family forever as long as I can.
Well, you have so far.
Yeah.
He is apologizing. Really, he is apologizing for his mother.
Oh, gee whiz.
I know.
Wow. But, you know, we were on the phone with him. And as Nicole knows, it was his last words we heard.
Everything happened fast. He was more mad at himself for not going out of the building.
It happened. You know what? He kept telling us, what's that noise? And, of course, we didn't tell him.
Yeah.
Chris will tell you the rest of the story because he was there. And it's wild. But thank you so much for validating.
Yeah, and then there's also this Mary that keeps coming through.
Oh, my Aunt Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's very funny. She says, she goes, Nancy, what are you going to do about your hair?
Oh, my gosh. That woman won't leave me alone even in the afterlife.
There you go. She goes, Nancy, you need to fix your hair.
Aunt Mary, let me tell you, the very short Italian woman. She had one of those lights.
I know. She looks like she shrank since she got there.
And when she was leaning on the counter, she hit the button. And a voice said, Mary, are you okay? And she went, oh, my God. She goes, is that an angel?
There you go.
It was the life alert.
But she wanted to jump in, so.
Is that an angel?
Excellent. Thank you. I love my Aunt Mary.
Nance, you got any questions?
No.
Just do yourself a favor. So I don't have to hear your Aunt Mary. Fix your hair.
I will try my best.
And she says you worry. She says you need to stop worrying about everything.
Oh, I wish that was possible.
No,
I just worry
not.
About my. Yeah, I just worry about my job. Actually,
you're not going anywhere. They need you.
Oh, I hope so.
You take it too personal.
Listen to what he says, Nancy.
You take it too personal, Nancy.
Yeah. Okay.
You're not going to change the way they do things.
Absolutely not.
All right.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you just got to step back, take a breath, and be at peace with things.
Yeah. That's for sure. That's for sure. You know, sometimes you just need reassurance from 1,000 people,
okay.
And the 1,001 hits a chord, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well,
but Mary is good. Mary wanted to pop in. She said, I shrank a little bit since I got to the other side.
Thank goodness she doesn't need that life alert anymore.
No, she doesn't. She can't hear, but that's okay.
Oh, how funny is that?
Nance,
I love that.
We'll see you when we get back. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We'll have a laugh, all right?
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, Nance.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. That might have been more entertaining than my mother calling in. To be honest.
Is that a name?
Oh, good God. See, Chris, Jeffrey's doing this forever. Are you sure this is what you want to get yourself into? Like, this is the work you want to dive into?
I mean, I'm into DPs. Why not?
Jesus. With zucchini. Oh, my God.
So, are we calling your mother next?
Yeah, call Diane. That'd be great. Diane.
Let's get her. I mean, that'll top it. Come on.
Maybe.
Is that on my phone? It might be.
Oh, my God. That might be on your phone.
She's probably out walking the dog.
Most likely.
For sure.
Seriously, that dog has replaced me.
Is that hard to believe?
No, not at all.
She loves that little dog.
I know, that's her.
The dog's name is Ozzy, but it came with a name, which is absolutely amazing.
Oh, you have a number. All right, good.
You have reached Dee and John. We're not here right now. Please leave us a message.
She don't pick up. She waits for
a
message.
Yep.
Old school.
But she has caller ID. That's the weird thing. I guess she just wants to know if it's her mom, it's me. If you're there, pick up. We are actually live on the air right now with Jeffrey. We just called Pineapple's mom. We just called Nancy. We had a blast. We figured why not call you as well. Mom, I guess you're out walking the dog. We might try you one more time before the end of this.
Just don't call my mom, please. She has stories for
She's
days.
She's watching right now, right?
I know. She has stories for days.
Why not? Let's call his mother.
I love your
call
mom.
Call her. Why not?
Write her number down.
Should we call your mother, too?
Give me a pen.
I mean, if you want.
We'll call Stevie's mom.
I don't know what Kathy's up to tonight, but yeah. I'm sure she's probably just home.
Your mom did a TikTok with Grace, and it was amazing, by the way.
I don't know. Grace is nuts.
Yes, it was great.
Oh, his daughter.
Correct.
All right.
Of course.
Not Grace Girl.
Ma, pick up.
I'm sure she's watching.
Yeah, she should.
Nope, I screwed that up. There's a lot of pressure right now.
Okay.
Chris, this is the house number, right?
Yeah.
I remember dialing it as a kid. Like, it's so weird. Like that.
Yeah, is Chris there?
Tiffany said you can call my mom.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. LaPanny?
Yes.
How you doing?
It's
Brian. I'm here with your son and psychic medium Jeffrey Wands and a whole gallery on the couch.
Good luck.
We just called
my
girlfriend.
Don't say anything, Mom. Don't say a word.
She can talk.
We figured it would be nice to call you as well.
Thank you for thinking of me.
Well, that's okay. You got all the religious ones that are hanging out in spirit praying.
Yeah, they need prayers.
Yeah, I think this is your mother I have.
Really?
Yeah, I'm up and down with St. Anthony.
Wow.
And then she's standing with another woman who looks like she has, like, no neck, but there's, like, a whole group there.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
See?
Nice. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's her stuff. I was.
You weren't.
Yeah.
But it's funny because usually when they show me a red rose, that's like a birthday or an anniversary. Would have been something.
Oh, it's my mother-in-law. It's her
Thank
birthday
you.
Tomorrow.
Oh, Thank
tomorrow's
you.
Tomorrow's her birthday. Yeah.
Yeah. She jumped. She jumped in.
Oh wow.
And she's like pushed.
No, not her. But her
she pushed. Mother-in-law. She pushed. She pushed her husband out.
She would.
100%. She actually likes you. She actually said some nice things.
And her name's Rose. She's holding a rose.
Yeah. Yes. But she had a red rose that she was holding.
Oh, man. Her name is Rose.
There you go.
I loved her dearly.
Well, she loved you, too.
Really?
She said, I don't know why you married into that family.
Neither do I.
That's great.
I thought you would appreciate that. But I
know where I'm going when I die because I got my wings and my halo.
They have the statue ready for you.
That's it. Say hi.
You're welcome, Mom. See, I got you there after all.
You got me there. Hey, Chris, I'm still proud of your A, okay?
I'm not going to. Don't even do it, Ma. Don't do it. Don't do it.
And you didn't want to talk tonight. Come on. Your mom's nice.
Yeah, she's great.
I'm very, all kidding aside, I'm very proud of him.
Of course you would be. He's your
favorite. I'm very proud of him.
Yeah, I am.
He's a great son.
Absolutely.
Don't get a big head, Chris.
I was born.
Beth, is there anything you'd like to ask Jeffrey?
Anything he wants to say.
Well, that's why I brought the mothers up.
What about health wise, Ma?
Yeah,
about
my health wise.
You got to be careful because they were talking about stuff with blood and circulation and sugar.
Okay, that I get.
I know, but you better listen because they said.
Oh, I do.
You got to be really, really careful the next few months.
Okay.
No sugar, Ma.
Yeah, no cheating. Yeah. No cheating.
No, I'm on the prednisone, so I'm coming.
It doesn't
off
matter. Doesn't mean you still can't cheat and do stuff.
Ma, it's not him talking, Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
They got a list for you, Mom.
I cut out the cakes. I did all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to make sure. But if you do that and you do what you have to do, everything's going to work out.
Awesome. And this is this new medicine that they just put me on is going to be the one?
It's going to knock you on your butt first, and then you'll start to feel better.
Okay. I'll take it.
All right.
Well, you'll
see a big difference.
Yeah. Okay, great.
All right, but the mothers send their regards. Your mother-in-law definitely came through like she was the mother.
Yeah, she was like a mom to me. She was a mom.
Yeah.
She was my mom, too. I had two moms in my life.
Yeah, and she brought the rest of her group in. So, except for the husband who she said, wait outside.
He's a little crazy.
I love it. Love it.
And she's good.
The Greek.
Yeah, she did very. I kept hearing papu.
Papu is Greek, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm very happy to hear from them.
All right, but just be real, real careful with that, especially the feet.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm having a lot of problems.
I know
the
right
feet.
Foot especially.
Yeah, both of them actually.
Yeah, but the right one is worse. So be careful.
It is worse. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. You got it.
All right.
Mrs. Lapani, we'll see you soon.
You got it.
Love
take care,
you
hon,
later.
All right?
Bye.
Take care.
Bye, babe. Bye-bye.
So now that we talked to everybody's parents, we're going to take phone calls in a couple of seconds. 631-955-0943. This might be the most chaotic and fun media mic ever, but 955-0943 to talk to Jeffrey. Chris, while we're waiting for the phone calls to come in, are you going to start doing this? Like, you're going to...
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to be sharing jacket space with her. I still do some of my house. So, you know, if anyone wants to get in touch, just put my number up. And
Chris Lapani on Facebook to instant message him. And then we'll share the number at the end. Here come the phone lines. We'll see who else's mom is on the line.
Yeah, maybe Brian's mom will call in.
That would be funny.
Hi, you're on with Media Mink.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, who's this?
This is Beth.
Beth, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you guys?
I'm well. Jeffrey's right here.
Hey, Beth.
Hi, Jeffrey. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. I was just calling to see if you see anything for me today. Kind of having a down day.
Yeah, well, it's been a down couple of months.
Yeah.
Now, you'll come out of it. I mean, it's more after November, and then there would be an opportunity to make a move, and that's kind of where the finances get better. And then I had these two older women that are standing in tandem, standing right next to you. And they keep talking about the word faith. So I think it means that they are saying that you have to have a little more faith in yourself, that things are actually going to improve.
Okay. All right.
All right. They're not singing George Michael, you got to have faith. But they are
we have the Limp Bizkit version here.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Do you see anything for, like, my kids? Are they doing good?
Kids are fine. It's mom that's a disaster.
Yeah.
Your kids are wonderful, so stop worrying about your kids.
Beth, you sound like everything else is going on. When was the last time you did something for Beth?
I don't do a whole lot but work, and I mean, I don't...
I think that's the point, Beth.
I know, but I'm just having, you know... relationship issues and just
Beth, you've always
not
had,
a whole lot to do on my own.
Beth,
like, I
you've
don't
always
like
had relationship issues. Stop picking the wrong type of people.
What about a massage for Beth? Your nails done for Beth. What about writing down...
No, I do
down-
my nails.
Yeah?
Yeah, my nails get done. I do things for myself. I just...
Doesn't sound like you do enough of them.
Well, I'm getting tired of just being alone.
Well, you're not going to be alone forever, so stop it. When you stop fixing the people you get involved with, then you'll pick somebody healthy.
Well, I didn't think that I was really with anyone that was this last time here that had any issues. It just
you didn't see the issues.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Everyone's got issues, Beth, but you got to find people whose issues work with yours.
Yeah. Well, he said everything has been going good. It's just
I'm talking about the emotional end.
Yeah.
That's where things are going to pick up, so just keep that in. The right aspect of things, and things will turn around.
Go get yourself some self-care, Beth.
All right.
Nails are great, but do something. There's got to be something out there.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day, Beth.
You too.
Good night. Hi, you're on with Media Mink.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Margaret.
Margaret?
Yes.
How you doing, Margaret? Would you like to speak to Jeffrey?
Yes, please.
Hey, Margaret.
Hi, Jeffrey. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for asking.
You told me 17 months ago that my daughter was going to have a baby boy, which she did. And you said she's better with boys than girls, and now she's having her second boy in December.
Congrats.
And now I just found out my other daughter's pregnant, and I was wondering what you thought about her.
That's a girl.
Oh, okay.
Yep, payback. That one's going to give her a real run for her money.
Yeah, I was told that about her when she was little.
I know. She picked you. But the baby that's coming in might come in a little bit earlier, which is the other boy. So no concerns.
Yeah, the doctor said that because he's like 2.5 weeks bigger than he's supposed to be, and he's almost 3 pounds already.
Yeah, I kind of feel when you said that she's going to come 3 weeks earlier.
Okay, that's good. And did you say anything with my health?
I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I would say to you that things are going to lift a little bit. Dad was annoyed that you're not asking for him.
I'm not asking for him?
No.
He's always with me. I know he's with me.
Well, he said, look who gets you the great parking spots all the time.
Yep.
So it's his way of stepping forward to let you know he's okay.
All right, that's good. Yes, thank you.
You take care, Margaret.
You have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Raven wants to know if we're passing love notes back and forth.
Well, you're right.
Someone mind their business. He's mine.
Jen, our friend from Peace Love Prana out on William Floyd Parkway in Shirley, wants to know if you've seen anything from her grandmother.
Her grandmother must have passed.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when she said that, the grandmother stepped forward. Grandmother was like, I'm done. I had enough. I needed to move on. So I definitely think where she was at, she went on her terms.
Jen is the crystal.
I know exactly who you're talking about. The bed lady.
Yeah. No, the bed lady is Jackie.
Okay. Crystal, the other, okay.
The shop, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that you liked.
Yes. We found her shop on accident.
There were no accidents.
Yeah.
If you saw this place, it's like behind another store. We passed it like 3 times.
There's no accident.
Hey, Mary, how you doing? All right, we'll take a couple more calls. Hi, you're on with Medium Inc.
Hi, this is Christine.
How you doing, Christine?
Good, how are you?
I'm well. Jeffrey's right here if you'd like to speak to him.
Hey, Christine.
Hi. I've been a little stressed out with my dad moving in and our business.
Oh, I'm sure you'd be stressed out. Your father is not a cupcake to live with.
Yeah.
The business is, you need to kind of, like, this is what I heard with the business. You need to reinvent the business a bit. Like, things are a little stale. And if you kind of rebrand or you recreate, the business will take off again.
Okay.
All right? What's happening is you're doubting that you're going to lose the business. You're not losing the business, so stop it.
Okay. And is there anything from my mom?
Your mother's laughing. She goes, you're complaining about your father? She goes, I dealt with it almost 40 years. What are you complaining about? Huh?
Yeah.
Your mother's a saint. Yeah. She goes, I should have put a pillow on him when I had the chance.
Man, it's ruthless on the other side, huh?
No, she's very proud of you.
God, I miss her a lot.
She's the voice of reason. She says, you give your father too many choices. She goes, give him one choice. If he doesn't want to eat, that's his issue.
Okay. Yeah, he's very skinny right now.
Yes, so. He is. And your mother said he's being cheap, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
I wouldn't doubt it. But is there anything else?
No, she's fine. She's not in pain. She said, your father screwed the plan up. She always thought he would go first.
Yeah, I figured that.
But don't feel bad. She said you became more and more like her with age.
Good. I like to hear that.
Well, you are. She said she's a little cleaner than you were. She said you have a little more chaos in your house, my dear.
Yeah.
But it's all good.
Everything will work out, and I don't have to... I guess I stress out about a lot of things.
You overthink things. Stop it, okay? Enjoy.
I'm trying. And everything will be good with my daughter. She'll be good.
Your daughter's perfect. Your mother calls her the angel.
Good.
All right, good. Remember that, okay?
I will.
She's fine. She says, stop worrying. You're not getting cancer. Knock it off.
Okay. That's been my...
I know it's in the DNA in the family.
Yeah.
So stop it, okay?
Okay.
You have a good night, honey.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Take
guys.
Care.
Thank you.
I will take one or two more calls. The comments are more funny than anything else. Jen says, thank you. Jen was one of my psychics when I did my birthday. It was Jen, Jackie from the Crystal Lab Bed, and three of my mom's friends. And they turned it over every 10 minutes. It was amazing. Boom, boom, boom. Those ladies worked their tails off.
Yeah, it was a good night.
Hi, you're on with Medium Inc.
Hi, can my mom speak to Jeffrey, please?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Mom?
Yes.
How you doing, Mom?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am well. Jeffrey is right here if you'd like to speak
to him. Hey, Mom.
Hi, Jeffrey. My name is Elizabeth. Does my son have anything to say to me?
Well, you first of all, you have a whole cast of characters. You have your son, you have your mom, you have your dad. They're all standing together.
Oh, that's good.
Your son said to tell you that you need to stop worrying about him, that he finally found his peace. But he said to tell you, he said to tell everyone else that he knows that he's your favorite child.
Yes, that he knows. How about his sister's health? Does he know anything?
He said she's going to be okay.
Things
are going to get better for her. He said she's the more difficult child.
Yes. And what about her husband?
Well, he made a face, so I don't know how to take that. So that usually means to me that he's not thrilled with him. But I don't think anybody's thrilled with him, so.
Well, he's what you call it. But why won't he come to me?
He comes to you all the time. He says, Ma, you're waiting for me to open the clouds and step through. He goes, I'm the one that plays with the electrical. He goes, you should be smelling cigarette smoke in the house. It's him, too.
Oh, my God. And I want one other question. Yeah. I want to get another tattoo. What tattoo should I get?
Awesome. Mom, I know you're speaking to Jeffrey for spiritual advice on this, but as somebody whose entire body is full of tribute tattoos to those who have passed, my friends, my heroes, the tattoo that you should get is the one that feels the most special when you walk in. Think about who you want to get a tattoo for. I had two tattoos that I wanted to get, and when I walked into the tattoo shop, a song was playing that was connected to one of the two, and I couldn't go against that. So listen to the signs for a little while. If there's a certain song that your son loved, band, football team, anything.
Well, when I listened to the song from Elvis Presley, The Wonder of You, I have that tattoo on my arm.
That's a beautiful tattoo. What would you want to pay tribute to for your next tattoo? Or what is special to you that you want on your body forever?
I don't know. A picture, maybe.
He said his picture.
Yeah.
On your back.
I have a tattoo artist that does very, very good photorealism stuff. You could email me, Orlando@943theshark.com, and I could send you over. When you're ready, when you feel you know, and maybe, like Jeffrey said, a photo of your son would be a beautiful tribute.
Yep.
He said you got a picture of him on the wall. That's the picture you should use.
Oh, God. J- Jeffrey, yes, he just gave me chills.
I know. Well, he said, he goes, that's my good look. That's my good looking picture.
That sounds like a good tattoo to get.
I loved him so much, and he's gone so long.
Well, he didn't forget you.
I know.
All right, relax. He's hanging out with your parents. He said he became your dad's wingman.
I believe it.
All right.
Do you have a tattoo artist?
Yes, I have one that comes to the home.
That's even better.
And we have a tattoo party. And the first one I got was one on my back. But then what he did for me was my son had always wrote to mom, love your heart, Anthony. And I had him put that on my chest over my heart with his signature. Love your heart, Anthony.
Well, you also know St. Anthony, so he's laughing. He said he has a connection to St. Anthony.
Yes, he does.
I know. So,
Jeffrey, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And you guys are the best.
All right, you take care.
Have a good day, Mom.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
It's a mom theme tonight.
I think, moms are everywhere. I think we should end it.
Yeah.
There, we're over anyway. Chris, again, it's Chris Lapani, but we're going to start getting you out there.
All right, cool.
You're going to share the office with Jackie, right? And she's in East Islip?
Yeah, and on Sundays most likely in her office, and then weekdays I'm not sure yet. I got to just, my daughter's a dancer, so I have to go around the schedule.
Chris is the dance dad of Long Island.
It's so much
He's
fun.
He's going to have his own show.
You wouldn't want to.
That could happen.
He'd be censored the whole time.
Yes.
But on that, Jeff, you got stuff coming up.
Yeah, we have October 4th at Domenico's, which is in Levittown. Then we're doing Angela's House, which is in November.
And if
you're going to be in Florida, I'm going to be in Boca at the Boca Black Box on Halloween, which will be a lot of fun. Then I'm doing mini seances at Boca Black Box in West Palm. So I'm going from doing one thing to another thing. And then I'm also going to be at the Parkland Library, which will be in October.
Parkland?
Where the kids are.
Right. Wow.
Domenico's, my uncle, he passed away years ago, but that's where he used to go to eat all the time. He lived on right off of Division, right by the high school over
there. He's still eating there.
Yeah, that was the best restaurant. That place is really good.
On that note, I'm glad everybody had fun tonight. This was a different medium ink for sure.
It was.
Next week,
you tell your mother we called her.
Yeah.
We called his mother.
We'll
have to call Stevie's mother next.
You let me know if you want to call her.
Maria's on next week, so that would be perfect.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have my mom call in next week.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, thanks.
I like how you're going to get up. Where are you going?
Stand up, that chair.
He wants to run out of here.
Jesus.
That chair.
Oh, dude, these are not the most comfortable chairs.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was
hilarious.